Dr. Mustafa has been a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council since 2006. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today I have a guest with me. It's
Elida.
Yay. Yeah, and then she made a playlist for us today. You want to talk a little bit about the first three songs we're going to play?
They're really good.
So the first song is Tonight's Denight, mm-hmm. by Redmond, and then 3 a.m. by Rhapsody and Erykah Badu, and then Leaving Toronto by Mustafa. Yeah, I really like Erykah Badu.
I love Erykah Badu.
She's great. Like, yeah. I love her first album, her debut album.
Mm-hmm. Mustafa as well. He's from Toronto, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know he had a concert recently my friend went to, and it was very intimate. It was very cool. He's a very cool guy.
Mm. Oh, was it the one at the, like, symphony place?
Or I don't know where it was.
Because I think my friend Jess Sister played at that show, in Monsoon.
With him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I don't know where it was. But
it was Roy Thompson Hall, right?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. That's where Joe Hisaishi played. When
oh,
I was
really?
Him. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're going to get into songs. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back.
Mic check. I can get smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Pack a man like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Rat Man, man. What the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, kicking out hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper. Up to the after, show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gas, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking rights tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the funk been ejected. I roughen up the rough drive to like make your head split. Huh. Pass the 40 in the blunt and don't front on the blunt. Cause when you do front, brother, you get the start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. The pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's tonight, and me and my niggas ain't playing.
Shift my whole world to the right, nothing left but.
Ah, baby, slow motion forming. One roll of liquor, something for me. Oh, baby, you can do it, explore me. Oh. I remember late nights with you. Would you like in the morning? Ah, baby, you're my lesson.
Lemons with your sweetness, solid, grounded like the one that grows beneath us. I can see your fetus, that would probably have my features. We laugh, I sense the humor is what feeds us. I love you, I trust you, staycations in St. Regis like Weezy. It's hot, boy, we hit the beach, suntan in my peach. Eyes on us like the feds would watch Meech. The look of love, they watch us like combos on Beale Street. Your knees weak for my cocoa, brown skin. With kicks just like Tabo, I win. I dress better, you dress better, we have fun with it. Shopping sprees on Fifth Avenue, we both spin. Make a wake up and spin the block again. It's different when you lovers and your best friends. I feel safe with you, the most vulnerable that I could be. Right around this time of the morning at 3. Yeah, I love you.
Ah, baby, slow motion forming. Why you roll a liquor, sun keep forming. Oh, baby, you can do it, explore me. I remember late nights with you. Would you like in the morning? Ah, baby, you're my lesson.
We've been together super long. The Dre to my Sydney. It tastes like brown sugar every time that you kiss me. Every day you made me feel like a princess. Tiana, the black one at Disney. I talked about being a mama, having kids someday. Maybe two boys, a girl, I probably name her Sydney. Thinking back on the plans we made. The looks across the room we trade. Holding hands on the long car rides we take.
I had your back, you had mine, all the jokes we say. I love to laugh with you, you were never my mistake. A blessing. Your communication was so impressive. I learned so much, you were like my second adolescence. We grew with each other till we grew apart. My heart crying at the thought of memories I utter. Cause whenever, wherever, you were always there for me. And for that, I always love you.
Love you, love you.
I drop a bag on the kid, I drop a bag on my Glock. Hot boy, but I don't talk a lot.
Yeah. I'm leaving Toronto. There's nothing left to give me. I felt it all. There's nowhere I can go. I drove 5 hours to cry in Montreal. This time I learned to be alone. I'll keep my fear of you leaving inside my drawers. I forget myself in your arms. If we're burning this city, tell me where to start. I'm leaving the things I said last of my friends. Help me shut my eyes, oh, I still haven't said. I'll come back running to the past, running till I pass through you. All that we're running through the tap, running through our hands, this bruise. What is on your face? If I lose this case, I will see you in the day. Tomorrow, today, still.
Drop a bag on the kid.
I'm leaving Toronto. I would drown this whole city if I could. There's nowhere I can go. There has enough room to let me bring my hood. Told me I could have you. Did you mean all of you? And your little sister's growing big. And I've been the same since before she left. Running to the past, running till I pass through you. All that we're running through the tap, running through our hands. This bruise, what is on your face? If I lose this case, I will see you in the day. Tomorrow's a day still.
So the songs we just played were Tonight's Tonight by Redman, 3 a.m. by Rhapsody and Erykah Badu, and Leaving Toronto by Mustafa. Do you want to talk a little bit about those songs? I don't know. They're good.
really good.
They're like really good.
Yeah, I really like the 3 a.m. song because
me too.
Yeah, it feels very hot. It feels
very much.
I like want to dance to it type of song.
Yeah, I feel like Erykah Badu always has those type of vibe, like those songs.
Yeah.
Do you know that one song by her where it's just like, it's called Hello. No. And then at the end she says like something, something, squirrel.
Squirrel?
Yeah, she's like trying to be gender inclusive. So she, instead of girl, she says squirrel.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't getting that.
Isn't that kind of crazy though?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I wonder why those aren't,
like, they're like
not being able to play.
Yeah.
I've never actually listened to his full album. I'm a fake fan. I just really like that song.
Do you listen to, like, are you an album listener? Like, do you listen to a lot of albums?
No. Mm. I can't say I do. I like songs. And then, like, maybe if I remember it, I'll go back and listen to the album. But, yeah.
I feel like listening to an album takes out so much of my day anyway.
Yeah. Like, that's the whole point, I guess. Yeah. But, like, I don't got that time.
No, for real. Like, that's so real. Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of albums lately, though, because...
That's good.
Yeah, like, I don't have a life, so it's crazy.
So you have the time, actually.
So I actually have the time. I actually got an app recently. It's called Record Scratch, and you review albums and like songs and artists
for like others to see.
Yeah. So it's like Letterboxd but for music. So Letterboxd is like a movie reviewing.
Okay.
So I got Record Scratch because I listen to a lot of albums now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you like follow people and like see how they
write? Yeah, the thing is nobody's on this app, so
no one's on that app like you.
No one's on that app like me. They don't got it like me for
No, they're not record scratching like you.
No, they're not like Wicca. No, for real, like literally. But my brother's on that app.
Oh, that's what counts.
Yeah, like that's who I know.
Yeah.
But the next few songs, do you want
to? Yeah. Okay. So I was just telling Claire, I don't really listen to a lot of like Canadian. I guess I don't know a lot of Canadian artists. But Miko, he, aside from being a Canadian artist, he's also Filipino.
Yeah.
And that's something I can appreciate. Being a Filipino myself.
Yes, very much. Proud to be Pinoy.
Also, some lore. I used to, when I was really young, I used to go to like a performing arts, like an after school thing. And I remember him distinctly because he was super, like a lot of the teachers, it was like a Filipino performing arts. So it was like very tight-knit.
I didn't know it was specific to Filipino.
I didn't know if it was specific to Filipinos. There were definitely non-Filipinos there, but it was majority Filipinos. I think it was a super Filipino neighborhood. And the teachers loved him. He always had like all the solos. So I always watched him perform. I was never really friends with him, but I watched him from afar. And I thought he was super cool. I always knew he was gonna do something big because like he was always putting in that effort to like perform and sing, and he had a wonderful voice even back then, and like a presence, like a stage presence. So when I saw that he started releasing music like a couple years ago, I started listening. I don't know when he started releasing, like 20, like during the pandemic time-ish, I think. Don't quote me on that though, I don't know. But when I saw that he started releasing, I was so excited because I'm like, oh my god, like finally he's finally releasing music. Yeah, right. I've been known how his talent is. Yeah, 2020, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. Around like pandemic time.
Interesting. Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Panic at the Disco, like his music.
Yeah, I don't really listen to Panic at the Disco, so I don't know, but I'll believe you, I guess. I really love his, like, I put these two songs as the first, like, the top two songs on his.
So the songs we're playing are Homesick and Senses.
Yeah, but there were so many that I wanted to put in, but, like, yeah, I guess just two, I guess, is enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
He does a lot of live shows in Toronto.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah, and my friend, he's a fan, and he told me that he did a cover of, like, a Panic at the Disco song.
Oh.
Live, yeah.
Like, yeah, his voice is very, like, similar, right, to the guy? Not even just, like, the music style, but his voice.
Yeah, the instrumental, like, the voice,
yeah.
It's giving.
Very.
Panic at the Disco. Yeah. And then the third song, Theory of Emotion, by Del Watergap.
Yeah, I have a couple songs that I like from them. This one was just good. Really good.
All of these songs are good.
Take my word for it. These songs are good.
Yes, yes. And they are. I did listen to all of them.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I don't have
You just got to listen.
I don't have as much lore with Del Watergap than I do with Miko.
She just listens to songs. And
yeah, it. I'm just a song enjoyer. I'm not, yeah. I don't go, but.
And that's so fair. I feel like there are people who go into and like are curious about
the artist,
the song, history, the history. Mm-hmm. But music is a form of entertainment. Yeah. So you could also just like be entertained.
Right. And I'm entertained by these songs.
Yes. And that's all you got to know for real. But yes, yeah, so we're going to be playing Homesick and Senses by Miko and Theory of Emotions by Del Water Gap. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I went for a weekend, turned into a week. I said I'd be back in the summer, ended up falling in too deep. It's less like a feeling and more like a rush. I want to say everything, but you're not listening, so I don't say too much. Ooh, you climbed to the top of your roof. One forever. If you wanted me to, but I'm just a tourist to you. I'm feeling the heat up, kinda missing the cold. You're saying you'll visit Toronto if I even make it home. Don't know if I'm staying. Cancel my flights, change everything just to be in your life. Homesick, but I leave it behind. To be with you night after night after night. I stay, cancel my flights, change everything just to be in your life. Homesick, but I leave it behind. To be with you night after night. Oh, I'd unpack my bags if you wanted me to. But I'm just a tourist to you. I heard you talk in your sleep, living through dreams I could never repeat. I hate the smile on your face, it hurts that it's something I'll never achieve. You say destiny always seem make-believe, but I know that we're destined to fall. Honestly, you deserve everything that I'm not whole. Someday I know you come to your senses and leave me alone with all of my questions. Oh, I don't have the answer, I can't give you more. I know that you'll never be mine, but I'll always be yours. Snap at your friends, said that you're happy and now in defense. Cause I know they hate how you changed into someone you're not, just to make it make sense. Say maybe we make our own destiny, but I know that we're destined to break. Someday I know you come to your senses and leave me alone.
your senses and leave me alone with all of my questions, 'cause I don't have the answer. I can't give you more. I know that you'll never be mine, but I'll always be yours. I'll always be yours. And I'll always be yours. 'Cause I know that you'll never be mine. I get horribly nostalgic for the times we had. Throw in place, surprise attack. Yeah, we fought like we were acting in a improv.
bad bitches is the sorry, you recorded.
Sorry. I thought we were still singing.
I was like, damn, you can't say that. You can't say that.
Anyway, hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And the songs we just played were Homesick and Senses by Miko and Theory of Emotion by Delwater Gap.
Yes. Really good. Yeah.
Really good.
What more can I say? I mean,
they're good. Like, guys just heard it. Like, you know yourself. Like,
yeah. We were just talking, I guess, about like touring. We realized Miko is touring in Europe, which is super cool. We would love to go on tour in Europe as well.
Well, yes. Yeah. I would love to. I love to travel more, I think.
Yeah, we were talking about the dream life, whether it be in Europe or a tropical city like.
Yeah, I was saying, like, my dream life is, like, working a remote job from, like, Canada, but then living in a tropical country, probably. Right.
Take advantage of those.
Yes. But we were also talking about how you wanted to see Miko live in Toronto.
Oh, right. That was the whole connection. I really wanted to see Miko because you mentioned that he does shows a lot in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I don't go really to concerts, but if he were to perform in Toronto, that's something I would definitely want to go to.
Yeah, because one thing about Elida, she is like,
tell me,
she is off the grid.
Oh yeah.
Moves in silence type beat, like, for real. Like, genuinely. So she just, like, doesn't know when he's playing live.
Yeah, I don't know much. One thing about me, I don't know.
One thing about her, IDK, for real. Like, she keeps that 100 for real.
Yeah. Anything current, anything political, nothing. I don't know anything.
She's like, oh, really? Like, that happened? I'm like, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like, you know, that's what friends are for real.
Yes. Aside from being a music enjoyer, I'm a in the moment enjoyer.
Facts. And that's what people need to do more.
It's that damn phone, I swear.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone.
Okay, mom. My bad.
Anyways, you want to talk about the next couple songs?
Yeah. We could talk about the next couple of songs. So the next songs, do you want to do the three again, or do you want to do...
Yeah, we can do we can even do the four.
Four, okay. So the next four songs are Know That You Are Loved by Cleo Soul, Be Healthy by Dead Prez, Heaven Knows by 54 Ultra, and Hurts Me Too by Faye Webster. You know, okay, usually on my show, I have, like, artists that I can't really pronounce ever. So I'm actually very grateful whenever, like, I have a guest and they, like, put artists that
you can, like,
I could pronounce.
Yeah. Yeah, these are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, which I'm very grateful for. But we were talking about Cleo Soul earlier.
Yeah,
because I played a song last week.
Yes, titled 23, because you're turning 23.
Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, I will be 23.
Whoa, that's so old.
Thanks.
We're the same age, but that's so old.
Yeah, we're the same age, but her birthday is in August or September. No, not August. My bad. Sorry. I was thinking, like, Virgo. Because my
Virgo.
Sister is a Virgo and she's born in August.
Yeah.
But you're September.
I am September. Yeah. But 23 is so crazy. Like,
you're not even 23 yet, and it's so crazy.
No, because, like I was just talking to someone about how, like, at work, I work with, like, a bunch of younger kids, and I look at their file, and, like, these kids' birth year are, like, 2016, 2017, and I'm like, that's, like, so recent.
Yeah.
But then in retrospect, it was, like, almost 10 years ago. And we were, like, just getting into high school in 2016. And I don't know, it's just so crazy thinking about, like, now we're, bruh.
Like, I guess that is true. Like, if you have a child around, like, you're hanging out with children and stuff, like...
Yeah, the contrast. Yeah, the contrast is so obvious. Like, they were born and I was, like, walking. And
you were, like, chilling with your homies.
I was chilling. Yeah, I was, like...
In high school, you know? Like, in the lunch room.
Exactly.
Whatever, the cafeteria.
And, like, people are still getting born. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to censor it with a quack.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It's all good, girl. Let's focus right now. Okay. Lock in.
Okay. The Cleo Soul song, the 54 Ultra song, and the Faye Webster song, they're like, I listen to them like on the bus, like at night situation where it's like you're just in your head and your own thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Actually, most of the time whenever like I'm hanging out with people and then like I'm like leaving the hangout and walking home, like I just want to hear, or like coming from the club type beat, I just want to hear like comforting music.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, when you, that one meme where just like you're hanging with your friends all day and you're playing like this type of music and then like they leave the car and then you just like
your real music.
Yeah, your real music.
They don't know the real music.
No, for real. Yeah, that's how it is.
Like, yeah, it's nice. Like after like a long day, you hear Cleo Soul's beautiful voice telling you that you're loved and over and over again.
For like, real. What? Like, anyway. I'll send you something maybe if I. I'm on Instagram. I deleted Instagram, so.
Nice. How's that?
It's going good. You know, I still go on browser, but it's like not as frequent as I go on my phone.
Right. It's not as accessible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do that, like, you tend to, like, go off often, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I've realized that it works best for me.
Yeah.
I've done it since...
Since I've known you, I think.
Yeah. And we've met each other in first year.
Yeah. 2020.
2020. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, we are old friends.
We are old friends. Yeah. But yeah, since I've known you, you've always been like, oh, yeah, I actually deleted it again. I'm like, okay, nice.
Good for you. And she's actually, like... strictly off it now.
Yeah, so. I don't have like an account or anything, which honestly the best thing I've ever done in my life. Some people can handle it. I'm not those people.
I don't know. My housemate was talking about like after like graduation or something, she wants to get a flip phone so that she doesn't like
have... That's dedication to the off-grid life.
No, for real. For real. But then I'm just like listening to music, I guess. Like but in the 90s, like,
get a Walkman.
Everybody like listened to music like
iPod.
Yeah
There's always other ways, I guess. But I have thought about getting a flip phone as well, but I do there's always other ways, I guess. But I have thought about getting a flip phone as well, but I do like my phone. But it was just like, I like playing games.
iPad kid,
yes. Like, what am I gonna watch when I'm eating?
For real. No, for real. Actually, last time we hung out, you were like eating your burger or whatever.
Oh, yeah, whatever I was eating.
Yeah.
Oh, was I watching something?
Was I? I don't even know. I don't remember. You're like, I have to play this before.
So I was like, oh, really? Unless we're like having a conversation, like it's like we made plans, like, okay, let's go to dinner, let's go to lunch. Like, of course, I'll sit down and talk and put my phone away.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the phone is going up and I'm watching something on YouTube. I'm watching like Gordon Ramsay, Kitchen Nightmare, Theo Vaughn, something.
Oh, interesting. I'm like, I don't even know what you watch too.
So. Anything, I guess.
I've been watching a lot of Upstairs Neighbor podcast. I don't know if you know.
Mm-mm.
But they're like these two girls from LA. And they like just about random stuff.
Oh, there's no like focus.
Yeah, they like talk about like pop culture stuff. And
oh, nice.
So if you want to get into pop culture stuff, you can listen to that.
I'm good.
And then also they talk about their love lives and stuff, and it's funny. Okay. They're like really funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or like Emergency Intercom, you know?
No.
They're Enya and Drew.
Who? Anyway. Are those their names? Enya?
Yeah. They say that they're the iCarly of this generation.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
What is this then?
What is this?
Yeah. What is Earworm?
Earworm's just original, bro. Like, it's its own thing.
It can't even compare to iCarly.
No, for real.
It's so
like,
above.
It's just like so original. It's its own show.
Literally. Who are you? Are you Carly? Are you Fred?
Sorry.
Are you Fred?
I'm none, bro. I'm Claire.
Bro, you're Spencer.
Literally. And then you're Gibby. You feel me? Like...
Wait, maybe I might actually be Gibby.
Real.
That's funny. Yeah. Anyways,
yeah. And Faye Webster.
I love Faye Webster. I wanted to put a couple of her songs as well, but I thought maybe this song fit the vibe.
I love her Car Sessions album, I think it's called.
I was going to put something from that album.
Oh, the thing is, I've listened to this album, and I think I only like this song.
I like that one as well. I like this one.
Time.
time.
It's time.
That's literally how she says it in the song, too.
Really?
She's like,
changes.
What is that?
Car therapy session, sorry.
Oh,
car,
okay. Yeah. Oh, hurt.
Because this one's like symphony.
Oh, maybe that's something I feel like I would like.
Yeah, you should. I really like, they're pretty long songs, but they're very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like these four are like so good.
Yeah. I guess that's why you didn't like the last one.
This one's like okay. I like Car Therapy and Sweet Johnny the most, I think.
I wonder if her favorite color is blue.
Oh, true. She has, like, a lot of blue. She does have a lot of blue.
Blue and green. Like blue.
It's like
or maybe that's just the color she looks
like. It's like how Olivia Rodrigo is always like purple. Yeah.
And what's another one of those? Actually, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if anyone else has colors.
Facts. Yeah, we could get into the songs now.
Okay.
Okay, enjoy, guys.
Bye.
I don't eat no meat, No dairy, no sweets, only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school, my household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu, no fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes, only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy, and I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youths. Fresh vegetable with them Itai stew. Sweet yam fries with the green callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what come from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herbs and rays from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the f*** up, yo. Take this little intermission. Listen what the f*** we got to say, you know. World is born, son. Been living fat for too long, know what I'm saying? Smoking bogeys. Been drinking all types of s***. Wailing out, not giving a f*** what they put in their bodies, son. Know what I'm saying? About time to start thinking about that shit, son. Know what I'm saying? That shit's f***ing making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we got to care about our little babies and shit, son. We got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that, God, word up. So I'ma leave y'all on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, you better start using your minds and shit, kid. Peace.
She's tired of my sad songs, but loving you has only made me cry twice or so. The day that I said I loved you, you didn't say it in return. That was the day I realized that silence is actually heard.
So the songs we just played were Know That You Are Love by Cleo Soul, Be Healthy by Dead Prez, Heaven Knows by 54 Ultra, and Hurts Me Too by Faye Webster. We were just having like a really deep conversation just now. It was like philosophical, spiritual. if you only knew.
If you only knew, yeah. But you don't.
You had to be there for real. There. Yeah.
We were talking about like Be Healthy specifically.
Oh, yes.
How the lyrics of the song, like I have a couple of Dead Prez songs. I really like their style of music where it's like very, not preachy, like they have like a strong message. Mm.
They're MCs.
Yeah, exactly. The OG MCs. Mm-hmm. I was telling Claire like how I've been really trying to prioritize like my health physically and like mentally, and yeah, like a big part is like what you intake into your body, what you put into your body. So I've been really trying to stay on that.
Mm-hmm. They say you are what you eat.
Exactly. So I strive to be healthy.
My goal in life
is not to be rich or wealthy. Yeah. Because like I could, like I don't have to have all the money, but if I have like, if I can move my knees and my ankles at like the age of 60, I'm good.
You're living life.
Yeah, I'm living life. I get to spend time.
You're alive.
Yeah, whenever I see grandparents with their grandkids, like walking or going to the park, oh my God, that like makes my like heart melt. Like, good for you that you like, you're able to do that for your grandkids and for your kids, their parents, because you prioritize your health. Mm-hmm. That's so, yeah, I think that's really precious.
Yeah, I agree. Have you watched The Substance, actually?
No, the one with the Margaret.
Yeah,
no, I've
Margaret Qualley. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, there's this one scene where she's like, where Demi Moore, she's like, her leg is like old, and so like she's trying to like.
Wait, her leg is old, but the rest of her body's.
Yeah, so it's just like the second her, which is Margaret Qualley, is like stealing life from her.
Oh.
And so whenever she's conscious and she's like old.
Demi Moore?
Yeah, Demi Moore. Mm-hmm. So there was this one scene where she was like trying to straighten her knee. Mm-hmm. And it's like low-key the most like grossest part of the
movie.
And
why? Because she was just trying to straighten her leg.
Yeah, and it's like you could hear it and then you could
Bro, that's what I'm saying. The other day I was stretching my ankle and I hurt my ankle. I'm only 22. That shouldn't be happening.
Turning 23.
Like I really like need to, I don't even need to go to the gym like crazy. Like I'm not on that. Like I used to go to the gym a lot, but I don't need to do that. I just need to be like, just even like a walk a day, like a walk without my backpack, without like having the intention of going to campus or home, just like a walk, because your body needs that, bro. Your body's crying for that.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I walk, because we live pretty far from campus.
We do, yeah.
And I really like walking, like, that long distance.
The walk is nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the more minutes you put into walking, the more, like, your mental health is, like, going
to
be better.
But I want to be able to, like, walk without the intention of, like, oh, I'm going to campus.
Or,
like, even
stress.
Just, yeah, or even, like, have the time in mind. I just want to be able to walk. Or, like, my backpack.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to attach that thought, like, stressful thoughts
exactly.
to walking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like another thing, I guess you're talking about this song is like how food is like super affects our mood, and how we can get hangry.
But you want to control, you have that self control.
Yeah, I want to be able to like control that, because I was saying to Claire how like I really feel like I do get hangry, and like I get I let my emotions get the better of me when I'm hungry. But I want to be able to like control that physical feeling, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. Like, you know, like I get hangry, I'm like,
yeah, right.
I'm
we all do, I guess. Yeah, right, yeah.
But that's just like also your body just telling you to eat.
Yeah, literally. But also like mind over body, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right. That's so interesting.
Yeah, like I want to be able. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I want to be able to, like, control, like, oh, the other, like, a couple weeks ago, I was getting, like, weird itches, and, like, I was so, like, frustrated. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm so frustrated with my body. I'm so overwhelmed with this itchy sensation. I had to lock in. I, like, sat on my hands, and I was like, it's not actually itchy. Like, it's all in my head.
Yeah,
my head is telling you it's itchy, you know?
Actually, whenever I'm meditating and, like, I get an itch in my body, like, sometimes I just have to breathe.
Yeah.
And then it just goes away.
It goes away. Yeah. And I think that's the same approach with, like, hunger. Because, like, we eat to, like, satiate ourselves, but we don't need to always keep ourselves full. You know what I mean? Like, being hungry isn't bad. Mm-hmm. And, like, when, like, the your stomach grumbles or, like, your mood starts to change, that's all, like, you can do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could just be like, hey, like, what's going on? log in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like I really, like meditating helps strengthen your control over your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is really interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of what we were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really deep. I wish we like actually recorded it. It was a very interesting conversation. But you had to be there for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to play the last song. Mm-hmm. It's San Marcos by Brockhampton.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys listen to all the way to the end, because the ending of this song is so beautiful. It's like the end of a movie. So
I love those type of... Yeah. Do you know You Don't Know My Name by...
Oh my God, Alicia Keys?
The ending? Do you know that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
So beautiful. I love that song. Hey. Hey. I'm the waitress at...
I don't usually do this, but... Bro, I know that word for word. Bro.
Yeah. What is it like? I'm gonna give you the sugar and milk or whatever.
Yeah. I don't usually. What was it called? It was like you always order a hot chocolate with some milk.
Yeah.
My manager always be telling me, "Yo, I don't."
But I think you're so sweet. Anyways, are you free Tuesday?
Girl, it's Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday? Oh, my bad.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to play the song.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show, Elida.
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully you do this again. And
I would love to.
Yeah.
I was super nervous in the beginning. I hope you could tell. But this was really good. But this was really fun. I would love to do this again.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's trying to do a podcast eventually. So this is practice.
It's all. Would you guys tune in though?
No, for real. I would. If you're talking about the stuff that we've been talking about like earlier,
yeah,
that would be sick.
That's the thing. Sometimes I feel like, who's actually going to listen to like what I have to say? But
I mean, you would be surprised, I feel like.
Yeah, I guess.
But I feel like there's always a good balance of like funny and like deep.
Yeah. And God knows I'm funny.
Yes, you're like really good. I'm really good. But yeah, we're gonna play the last song. Kay. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Big old whiskey on them icy rush. Flood down some veins like oxidus. I need fresh air, I need oxygen. Who the hell you fooling? It's so obvious. I don't feel it, I don't see it. This is blasphemy. I can't help but feel like you is after me. Is you drinking for the pain? Is you drinking for fun? There's a party outside till the morning gon' come. Is you dancing on the lawn? Is you dancing for someone? There's a party outside, know the night is young. Is you having fun? Say you with your chest. Say you with your chest. Pray you work a guy. With the diamonds on my back. With the diamonds on my back. Yeah. Say you with your chest. Say you with your chest. Pray you work a guy. With the diamonds on my back. With the diamonds on my back. Yeah. But you know I fell, it's my time. Talking about what ain't mine. And you know I'll be left in line. Just like last night.
I said, who died? Lurking in the shadows, trying to catch me liberating spirits from the gallows. They want a black bummy, but I held my avocados. Then they melt down like the hash remixing that tobacco. Circle tighter than the Castro, they feeding you Castro. You think that it's gas, you turn the key, it's a fiasco. Could be stronger than vibranium, don't mean that I ain't fragile. Grapple with reality to break out of these shackles.
But you know if I waste my time. Talking about what ain't mine. And you know I'll be left in line. Just like last night.
suicidal thoughts, but I don't do it. Take that how you want, it's important, I admit it. I'm afraid of commitment, don't know how to fix it. Maybe codependent, can't tell the difference. When the push comes to shove, I'd rather bend than break. But something's gotta give, ain't that what to say? When you're torn between reality and a choice you could've made or should've made, they're not the same, I'm not the same. Maybe I'm broken, either way I'm clinging on closely. I know it's unhealthy, appreciate your patience. I know that I'm selfish, do my best to be selfless. I know that I'm changing, I know that I'm changing.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Bruce Kuwabara celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagine, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Hey students, have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to